New York City is currently refinancing the bonds it issues to fund everything from schools to sewer systems. Investors like them because they come with tax exemptions and steady payments. And this current offering is getting good reviews from rating agencies. But as the city plans to spend more to cover labor contracts and new programs, WNYC's Jessica Gould reports some investors are questioning whether the city's IOUs are still a good deal.
Mayor de Blasio hopes his plans for universal pre-K will soon sound like this.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Wake up!
200,000 units of affordable housing like this. And an agreement on all outstanding labor contracts.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
But Wall Street says all of that is going to cost a lot of... And that has some investors worried. Howard Kuehr at Evercore Wealth Management helps individuals and companies decide which municipal bonds to buy and which to sell. And lately, he's been fielding some concerns from clients.
You had over the last 12 years a Mayor Bloomberg, who I think the financial community was predisposed to like. Now you have a new mayor who ran on a progressive agenda, and a progressive government agenda oftentimes costs money.
A lot of money. Universal pre-K, $300 million. Affordable housing, more than $8 billion. And if the teachers' deal gets extended to the entire workforce, nearly $18 billion. Kuehr says those big price tags can cause some anxiety for investors, because the more the city spends on various priorities, the harder it can be to pay back its bonds, which are basically like loans.
It's understandable why there are investors out there, for a number of reasons. They're saying, let's take our gains and look somewhere else to invest.
Now, let's be clear. There hasn't been a mass sell-off of bonds, and Kuehr doesn't think the city is at risk of default. Far from it. In fact, he's cautiously optimistic.
Though we're certainly monitoring the situation carefully.
So are some other financial institutions, and they're a little more pessimistic. Barclays recently said some New York City bonds could underperform sometime soon. UBS says it started selling New York City bonds from some of its accounts as early as last summer, in part because of the policies de Blasio was promoting. But economist James Parrott argues that's not fiscal foresight. It's
really reaching a political conclusion about whether or not you like government spending, whether or not you like Democrats or liberals in the first place.
Parrott is with the Fiscal Policy Institute, which gets some of its funding from unions. He says selling off bonds for political reasons can have practical consequences. For example, it can push down demand, which in turn can force up the city's interest rate. But he says investors shouldn't worry. Tax revenues for the city are up, way up, and the mayor has socked away billions in reserves for future costs. Meanwhile, the de Blasio administration is emphatic that the city's financial situation is sound. Dean Fulahan is budget director.
We have been very careful, and the mayor has been very, very cautious about those programs that he has initiated and how they're funded.
He says the state, not the city, is footing the bill for pre-K. The teachers' deal will create certainty around personnel costs, and that union contract will come with big health care savings, though still undefined. As for those anxious investors, Mayor de Blasio says he's not worried.
Individual firms will make individual firm decisions for whatever strategic reasons they have. It's not an indicator of something bigger. There's many other firms that are choosing to keep buying or buy more.
Investor demand for municipal bonds is high right now, and rating agencies are giving the city good grades on its debt. So the administration is hopeful its big bond sale this week will sound a lot like this. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.